all across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
Welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone. I'm the officer of the deck today. We've got some great programs for you. I think you'll find very interesting. We always want to remind you, you can find more about Veterans Radio at its Facebook site or at the web. VeteransRadio.org is our new URL, VeteransRadio.org, where we're on the web 24/7. You can find a lot of our podcasts there as well. We post new ones every Tuesday, so you can get a new story, a new interview, something you didn't know before by going to VeteransRadio.org. And before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors. First up, we want to thank National Veteran Business Development Council, NVBDC.org. It was established to certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses. You'll find out how they can help your business by going to NVBDC.org. We want to thank Legal Help for Veterans. Legal Help for Veterans fights for veterans' disability rights all across the nation. You can reach them at 800-693-4800 or on the web at LegalHelpForVeterans.com. We want to welcome back to Veterans Radio to give us an update and a call to anybody who's been waiting around too long. This is Attorney Mike Cox back to talk to us about the Camp Lejeune Justice Act. Mike, welcome back to Veterans Radio.
Jim, it's great to be back on Veterans Radio again.
As
you know, I'm especially proud because I'm a veteran.
You are. You're a Marine. You got it in the whole family. But we've talked to you in the past about the Camp Lejeune Justice Act. And for those who may recognize his name or his voice, Mike was the Attorney General for the state of Michigan for a number of years and now is out in private practice doing all kinds of good work on a variety of issues. But one that's near and dear to your heart is trying to take care of some veterans who got exposed to toxic water when they were at Camp Lejeune. Why don't you, with that setup, go ahead and talk to us what's going on?
Absolutely, Jim. You know, and the general in your house knows that long before I was Attorney General, I was 0311 Infantry Corporal in the United States Marine Corps. I was stationed on Camp Lejeune in 82 and 83 with the 2nd Marine Regiment. And I was served there during the 30 years where Marines were literally poisoned through negligence and later on kind of wanton disregard by higher-ups in the Defense Department. But again, there's now an opportunity for your listeners who haven't done anything yet. The cutoff is August 10th of this year, because it was on August 10th of 2022 where President Biden signed the Camp Lejeune Justice Act in a rare feat of bipartisanship, overwhelmingly supported by Republicans and Democrats, to bring some justice to several hundred thousand Marines, sailors, and employees on Camp Lejeune base between August of 1952 and December of 1987, who were subject to horrible toxins, benzene, PCE, vinyl chloride, methylene chloride, DCE, and has led many to suffer bladder cancers, esophageal cancers, kidney cancers, Hodgkin's disease, Parkinson's, bile duct cancer, and a variety of diseases that the federal government has admitted through its own studies were directly related to the water that we all drank, either out of water buffaloes or in KP duty or just in showers. Or while we were at Camp Lejeune.
Yeah, it's really amazing the extent of time and the different ways people got exposed. But Congress finally stepped in and said, okay, we're going to give a limited opportunity for Marines, and I want you to expand who can file claims, but Marines who were there during that period to file claims down in administrative process, but really this goes to North Carolina. Who can file claims, and what do they have to do by August 10th of 2024?
Okay, so anyone who was at Camp Lejeune for at least 30 days between August of 1952 and December of 1987, so 30 days on base, and you could be a Marine, you could be a seaman, you know, someone who served as a corpsman or other support services on the base. You could be a civilian employee, or you could be, and we have a number of clients who were family members of Marines or sailors stationed there, especially, you know, children, minors, you know, who many of them who were there with their parents for extended tours. Are some of the most impacted. And it even includes, Jim, civilian employees who may have worked on base during that time. So if you were a Marine, a soldier, you know, who had temporary duty there or training on the Marine base at Camp Lejeune, a sailor or a dependent, a child, a spouse of any of those who did at least 30 days on base between August of 52 and December of 1987, and if you suffered a variety of diseases, and I'll cover some of them, but it's bladder cancer, breast cancer, esophageal, kidney, liver, lung cancer, bile duct, colorectal, there's a series of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, leukemia, there's also a series of neurological issues like Parkinson's and other autoimmune diseases, even teeth issues and mouth issues. If there were miscarriages or infertility in your family, all those could relate back to the time at Camp Lejeune. And now that we're in the last 10 days, if someone in your family or you, you know, were impacted, I suggest you call a lawyer. Of course, we'd love you to call our firm. And our number is 734-591-4002, or go on to our website at mikecoxlaw.com. But it's really, look, I'm a Marine. I want all Marines or sailors who are impacted to get some help, or their family members. So if you don't come to us, talk to somebody soon. You go online. There's a ton of firms out there that can help you out. And it's very, very important you do that over this next 10 days as we head up to the deadline.
And I want to get across to people, even if your dad is dead, he was a Marine, you understand he was at Camp Lejeune, the spouse, the children still have an opportunity to file this claim. They may be the ones sitting on the sideline going, well, dad's dead. You still want them to get in touch with you, right, Mike?
Absolutely. Wrongful deaths are a big chunk of our client base. And, you know, for people who lost those extra years with a loved one, a parent, you know, that's a serious blow. And as you know, Jim, in the civil law, that's a very common claim. And that's part of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act. And the most important thing is don't wait. Reach out now. Another thing is a lot of people think this will impact any VA benefits that they may get. It will not. Let me repeat, this will not impact your benefits. There's no cost to you. There's no downside. You should do it for yourself, do it for your family, and certainly make the call or send the email in these waning days before we come to the end, you know, August 10th, which is a Saturday, to reach out to us or someone else. Because this is Veterans Radio. Jim, you and the Brigadier General bring great advocates for veterans over these many, many years. And I'm glad that you're reminding folks of this very, very important program.
We just wanted to get out this last shout out before the window closes. And that'll be that. You've got to get in now. So don't sit on the sidelines because you think dad's dead or you're not really sure if this is a real deal or if it'll impact your VA benefits. As Mike Cox, former Attorney General, says, it will not. So reach out and let's make sure you get those benefits that you're entitled to under the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022. Mike, thanks for taking some time with us on Veterans Radio today to get the word out.
And thank you, Jim.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows
by visiting us at veteransradio.org. That's veteransradio.org.
And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
We again want to thank our national sponsors, the National Veterans Business Development Council, NVBDC.org, VA Ann Arbor Health Care System, the Vietnam Veterans of America, Charles S. Kettles Chapter, Ann Arbor, Michigan, VFW Graf O'Hara Post 423 in Ann Arbor, and the American Legion Press Corps Post 46, also in Ann Arbor. We appreciate all your support. You can go to veteransradio.net, click on the sponsor level, and continue to support keeping Veterans Radio on the air. And until next time, you are dismissed.